We're continuing with the Shara Simcha of Orchos Tzadikim. It's around the third page. B'midas ha-simcha tluya mitzvasei she-yatzdik kol ma'orosav. It's through midas ha-simcha is totally the mitzvasei she-yatzdik kol ma'orosav. That anything that happens to a person, he's mekabel the din from Hashem. Shenamar, as the pasuk says, v'yadatim levavecha ki kasher yaser ishes, but no, Hashem elokecha miyasreka. Just like a father chastises and even hits his son, so too Hashem chastises and hits his children. And if a person has done tshuva, lo yehei inyana betov kumo batchila, and he finds that life was smoother before he did tshuva, not because he could eat cheeseburgers, but because he did not have the problems beforehand as he has now. It's a mitzvah for him to think and to understand that it is in his best interest that things are now not going as well as they were before. Why? Because before he did tshuva, before he did tshuva, so any good thing that happened to him was the schar of the few mitzvahs that he's done, so that in Olam Haba, he's gonna fry. Hashem pays back. Everyone has some mitzvahs, has to get rewarded for those mitzvahs. So Hashem pays them, the Rishon gives them schar for the mitzvahs in this world, so that there is no next world. And it's the same thing, it's better. We believe that everything in Olam Haba is better than Olam Hazeh, which means it's better to get schar in Olam Haba than Olam Hazeh, and it's worse to be punished in Olam Haba than it is in Olam Hazeh. And therefore, so just like Hashem will make things good in this world for a person who is not an Oved Hashem, and that way in the next world there's nothing left in the bank account and the Olam Haba is either non-existent or is minimal, so it's the same way when tzaddikim who even tzaddikim have averos, they have to be punished, so Hashem will punish them in this world so that they will not have to be punished for those things in the world to come. And it's better to be punished in this world than it is to be punished in the next world. So Kederach Shosa son of Kei Misham Lo'avav Onesh Haver Shosa Bo'amazah, Hashem will punish the Averas in Olam Hazeh instead of Olam Haba. Kedeshu Zakoim Unikim Olam Haba. So that after 120, they go express elevator upstairs. They are clean and pure. Because they're Tali B'midas HaSimcha. And this whole attitude is Tali B'midas HaSimcha. This is obviously easier said than done, and this is quite a challenge, but to be happy and appreciate the Yisurin that he has in this world, as an understanding that it's not random, it's all part of Hashem's plan, and it's for his best interest. Okay, hold on. So the derech that a person will be happy with his chelek, even when things are not going well, even when he's having tzaras, lo aleinu, shekabel besimcha rak motov, that he accepts with simcha the difficulties in his life as he accepts the good things in his life. So haderech hazem is chalik kama drachem. So this is split up into a number of ways. Ha'echad, first of all, tzarech geder gadol sheyiftach belokim. He needs a very high level of bitachem. Hasheni is emuna, hashishi is haseichel, and harevi is ha-histapkus. Okay, I think he's going to explain that right now. Omer ha-chacham, kol adam tzarech goder v'sar v'samer kedei she'iskaymu ma'isav ha-tovim. A person needs to put up a big fence so that his ma'isim tovim will endure, will be niskayim. Umahu ha-geder, what's the geder? Zeh ha-bitachon, that is bitachon she-boteach tamim ve'elokim yisbarach. He's always boteach ba-Hashem. K'mo she-ne'amar, hashlech al Hashem yohavcha v'yichal galaka. A person should throw his burden on Hashem, and Hashem will sustain him and take care of him. Umahu ha-geder ha-bitachon, what is this geder ha-bitachon? Eze davar mevi she-ivtach ha-adam ve'elokim, what leads a person to be boteach ba-Hashem? Zuhi ha-emuna, that is emuna. Amuna. Mitok she ma'amin babore shekala tzachas abalam ezem abba kol mimenu. So when a person has Amuna and believes, understands and believes that all of his hatzlacha in this world and the next is all coming from Hashem. So no sin libo lavo so b'chol levavo. So then he comes to love Hashem with all his heart. Everything's from Hashem. Thank you, Hashem, for everything. Umau geder ha'amuna. What is this geder ha'amuna? Is it adam de amuna shlema? So what leads into amuna shlema? Hu shelo yisno ea midova rash ikaba kol haba alav besimcha. That he should not be shaken up by troubles that come his way, and he should accept it all with simcha. Ve'ezeh dome the evit shemakir adonav shunadiv v'rachama nimesham ve'osir v'tonav shichuso schar gado. And it's like an Eved who has an amazing master who's very generous and very merciful, and he's very generous in rewarding those who do what he wants. And if he makes him work very hard with something, he pays him back to make it worth his while. He picks them up, he raises them up, they become part of the king's, the master's inner circle. They eat on his table. Markiva b'mikavas haMishnah shalom afkidon alatz. He gives them very high positions of authority in his estate. Because, because he was working hard, he gets paid back. So ain't suffix. Shazah Eved, Hayodea Makiz Ebaldonim. So there's no suffix. The Eved, who has to work very, very hard, but he understands that he's going to be rewarded in a tremendous way. Shayazov Komash Ebaldon Yasser Rotana Adonah Besimcha. So he understands that it's worth it. It's worthwhile. It's Kedai. And he's going to do whatever the master tells him to do with the Lad of Simcha, because he knows he's going to be rewarded tremendously for his heart, for his efforts. Va'afim Ha'avoda Kosh. Even if it's very hard work, he understands that it's going to be worthwhile. He's going to get a very great position of authority. But the Eved who doesn't trust his Adon, he sees his Adon as a cheapskate and does not reward his Avodim for working hard. He knows that his master is no good. He never pays the reward, and the schar is never in sync with the tircha, the difficulty of the job. So then such an Eved, he might do what his master says because he's afraid, he has no choice, but he's going to do it, he's not going to be happy about it. He's going to do it very upset. So it's the same thing with Hashem. Hamay min amuna shlema biyotzo, one who has pure emuna in Hashem, shu meiti v'merachim yotzo mikol merachim, that Hashem has more rachamim than any other rachamim in the world. He is the ultimate merachim, v'shu dayan emes, and he is the ultimate true judge. Mikol masha oseh lo hakol lo tova, so everything Hashem does is for his good. V'litin lo schar gadol kol masha sova lishmo hagadol, and he's going to be rewarded tremendously for all that he suffers in the Hashem's name. And everything that he does in Shem Shemayim, he'll be rewarded tremendously in a world shekula tov, like we find by Nebuchadnezzar. Nebuchadnezzar took 4 steps in early in his career, long before he was king. He took 4. He was a mailman, mail boy, or whatever. He was an advisor, and he took 4 steps to catch the actual mailman to deliver a letter that was not he felt was not for in covet of Hashem. So for those 4 steps that he took in honor of Hashem, he was rewarded to become king over the whole wide world. Like we find by Esav, because he was very careful how he to respect his father. That's why he got so much gedula in this world, him and his children, and there are many examples. So ain't suffic b'yos adam aimi, because that believe shalom, and a person believes this believe shalom, vada yismach b'chol dinei Hashem yisbarach, he will certainly be happy with all the dinim of Hashem. Ki mi lo yismach kishenot menar prutot nechoshes menot lo tmuras and kikar zav. It's like giving a bunch of copper coins to receive slabs of gold. So if he understands that everything is from Hashem, and everything is from, obviously this is more easily said than done, but a person who understands that everything is coming from Hashem, And this is Ratzon Hashem. And Hashem wants him to be to, and he understands that everything that he suffers in this world, it's kedai for him for whatever reason. Let's say because he's going to be rewarded for all his mitzvahs in the next world. So he's trading in copper coins for golden slabs. So Misha Ma'amin Belakim Belev Shama Terba Bitachon Chazak, a person who has a lot of amunah and bitachon, he won't be afraid of people. Lo yavel adam zosel rasa they love. Lo yikavet the ish. Lo yaskim imam. Medaber shu kineger. Avoid that sabar yisbarach. He won't be afraid of people who are doing bad to him, and he won't serve. He won't try to serve someone, and he understands that what's happening to him is coming from Hashem and not from human beings. Again, v'lo yavod lo adam zulaso lihisratzos elav. He will not be intimidated by people. He will not have to give in to people. He has to do Ratzon Hashem. If he's doing Ratzon Hashem, then he's not going to be pressured by the PP, by the peer pressure, to do something against Ratzon Hashem. And he understands that it's all coming at the end of the Besafosha Devar, it's all coming from Hashem and from nobody else, and the one that you have to make happy is Hashem. And if he rebukes them, he doesn't have to worry about their covet. He won't give in to their lies, he won't, he's going to stand up for what's right. כמו שאמר נבי, והשם אלוקים יעזר לי, על כן לא נחלמתי, על כן שמתי פניי בכחלמיש, ואיזה כי לא אבוש. I was not embarrassed, I stood up for Hashem, for covered Hashem, and that's what counts. הבוטח ואלוקים יביאנו רבי תוכן לפנוס ליבו מניוני העולם, ליחיד עצן מניוני התואר ועבודה. So a person who is truly בוטח בהשם, so the בתוכן should lead him to becoming closer to Hashem in Yonai Terev Avoda. V'tzorch Adam Lachkra Deos Machzikos Asli V'lios B'bitachon Shalim B'Elokim. Person has to be careful to make sure, investigate his own heart, his own mind and heart, to make sure that they are, the bitachon is complete in Hashem.